Hello.
Hi, Maria.
Yes, this is she.
Hi, this is John Kao with Locust Flash. We spoke briefly last week regarding our listings for Google and Facebook. You mentioned you want me to call you today around noon?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
No problem. So is now an okay time to review like what's included with our service and whatnot?
Yeah, I just wanted to see what all the referring is that my colleague has.
Oh, okay. So you did get referred by a colleague? I didn't catch that last time we spoke. So what was the...
Well...
Go ahead.
No, I just know he uses it. And so he told me like a year or two ago, and then now I'm just looking into it, and I'm like, maybe I should look into it. That's all.
Okay. And just, if you don't mind, I mean, what phone number did he sign up with? And that way I can see if there's any like discounts activated to that.
Yeah.
Or being referred. Go ahead.
Okay, the number is 240-353.
Okay.
5751. I don't know if that's the number. Yeah, I don't know if that's the number he signed up with. I don't know.
We'll find out right now. Let's see here.
Ooh.
Is it first class remodeling with Ismail?
Yes.
Let me pull that up. Oh, wow. Okay, so he's been with us a while. Okay. Nice. Let me see here. All right, see that. Okay, great. So, yeah, basically it'd be a very similar process to what Ismail has where, and I'll walk you through from the beginning. So, in short, if someone is looking for... you know, the services you offer, we'd want to make sure that you're showing up on the first page of Google, so that way you can be found when someone doesn't know the business by name but is looking for what you do. So have you ever, like, put yourself on Google yet or, like, done, like, the Google business profile or anything like that?
I don't think so. I don't.
Okay.
We've done other things, but not like that.
Okay, and then for Avera Environmental, what do you currently do to market the business as of right now?
We do asbestos abatement. We do mold remediation, demolition. Pretty much the same as Ismail, but he's got some other stuff on
there. Yeah, I was looking at his site. So his main thing is, let's see what they got here. Asbestos removal, mold testing, asbestos testing. Do you do the testing as well, or do you do just mainly the abatement after it's been tested?
We're inspectors, yes. We do testing as well for mold, asbestos, and lead.
Okay. And he's obviously located in, like, the greater, like, Washington, D.C., Baltimore area. Is that where we're looking for you as well?
No. I'm looking for the Virginia, northern, southern Virginia.
Nice. Okay. So there isn't much overlap. That's a good sign. The reason why I asked that is that we generally have a very strict policy of not overlapping with clients. You being a referral, sometimes it's something that we can consider just because of the fact that you're referred, and so obviously they're open to the idea of it overlapping a little bit, but we want to keep it as minimal as possible, mainly because, as you might suspect, it's similar to like a McDonald's franchise, right? That we don't want it to put you in a position where you and Ismail are like competing too heavily or anything like that with the listing. Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, we would make sure that if someone is looking for the services you offer, like you mentioned, asbestos abatement, mold remediation, demolition testing, and all environmental testing, for example, we would want to make sure that you're showing up on the first page of Google. But then the other thing that we do as well, as part of the service, I know Ishmael signed up when we were offering mainly Google ads, but what the other thing that we would do in your case is we run Facebook ads for our clients as well now. The reason being is those Facebook ads go a lot further in terms of cost, especially if you're newer in the industry. So how it works is that we would include $100 going towards Facebook ads each and every month, and then we do the optimization again on Google and make sure to build out a website for you. It sounds like you're driving, but I'll still send you a text message so that way you can see a sample website. But it would be very similar in structure to what Ishmael already has as well. His is a little different in that it has the contact us page at the top. If that's how you want it, we can do it that way, or we can, you know, work with different models of websites as well. So if you want to,
we already have. Yeah, we already have a website.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, we already have a website. I was just looking mostly for something to see what could generate more leads.
Right.
That aspect in the Southern Virginia area, that I know there is a lot of work in Southern Virginia, and there's limited contractors out there. I know for a fact abatement for asbestos abatement, because word of mouth has come back that they don't really have a lot of abatement contractors out there, or contractors that are even willing to go out towards like Norfolk, Virginia, Newport News, places like that, and we're willing to go out that way. So,
oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so I wanted to kind of target, yes, absolutely, Northern Virginia, which is still kind of considered the Washington, D.C. area because it's really close to Arlington, Alexandria, Annandale, Springfield area. But I also want to target Fredericksburg, you know, Winchester, those areas.
Gotcha. And then so the only thing that you're missing then right now is being optimized on Google, because you already have your website, which is going to make it a lot easier. Nothing against Ishmael's website, but, you know, we're not trying to be, like, the best website design experts, so yours is definitely further along in terms of the website looking really strong. And, you know, our main focus then would just be to make sure that it's promoted properly. One thing I will say about your website, when I scroll through it, I would suggest whoever made the website, make sure it's optimized for cell phone use, because when I scroll through it, the click-to-call button that's at the top of the screen does go away. So you might want to see if you can make that like stay at the top at all times. It's like a sticky header sometimes is what they call it.
Okay.
Just so
okay,
that way.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, because most of your clients are usually looking from their cell phone. And as you know, people get a little bit lazy to press the button to call or find a phone number. So you just kind of want to have it in their face at all times.
Okay, so the person that did the website would be myself and my husband. We'll go do that.
Well, here's what I'll do. I'll send you a sample of what I'm referring to just through our other websites, just so you can see what I'm talking about. So let's see.
Yes.
I'll just do. Yeah, no worries. That's what we're here for.
So I could see how I could correct that.
Right. So as we're talking, I just sent you a link to it's a pest control website, so you'll see that there. I'm going to send you two messages real quick, just one that says, "Hi, Maria, this is John Kyle, so you have my contact info for a direct callback if it trickles into future calls today." And then the second one is going to be a link to a sample website. Again, don't expect you to look at it while driving. I totally respect the law there, right? But if you do want to browse it at some point, you'll see what I'm talking about, where when you scroll through the website, a click-to-call and text us button. You know, some of these younger homeowners like texting more than calling. So we make sure both are available at all times. It might be an idea for you, because your website is already a really strong website. It would just need that small update just to make sure it's effective for cell phones.
Okay.
Okay. Right, so, but the main thing that we would do is get you promoted on Google. We'll also run Facebook ads for you if you're not running. Are you running any Facebook ads right now? I saw you have a Facebook page.
We do. We have Facebook, Instagram. We're on everything, I believe, but we don't have any ads running.
Okay. the boost ads really help for Facebook. Here's why. Because you're trying to touch southern Virginia or like Newport News or Virginia Beach area, when you run the Facebook ad, you can actually target zip codes much more effectively than when you're on Google. You know, you're just kind of a listing and people will say on the listing, oh yeah, we service southern Virginia, but it's not really hitting a searcher, right? Because Google will set that radius of how far you'll be found. Whereas when Facebook, as long as Facebook considers that your service area and approves it, which happens most of the time relatively easily, you'll pick those zip codes, and now Facebook will only run ads, boost ads in that zip code. When someone is looking already online for asbestos or like mold remediation or asbestos abatement, something like that. So Facebook works really well in being targeted and, you know, being zip code friendly, if you will, to where you can pick and choose.
Sounds good. So I guess my main question, like my always is, does it work through a budget system or how does this work?
Yeah, it's the same thing like how Ismail has set up. The only difference is he focused on Google ads at that time because that's what we were utilizing. So he's not getting probably as many ad dollars per month, but his cost would be the same as your cost. It's $249 a month on a month-to-month program. So we are able to honor that referral price, even though our list price is much higher today than it was 2 years ago.
Okay.
Because, you did mention his name, and I did find his account from the number.
Okay. And then
it's month to month, and that includes a $100 of that $249 going towards the Facebook ad spend. So,
okay.
So you can increase that whenever you want, but we do have a set limit with Facebook of $100 a month. So that way you can see how it works on that smaller ad spend. And if you say, you know, a couple months down the road, I like Facebook, I want to increase ad spend, by all means, you know, we'll have no problem managing
so
that.
So right now what you guys do is you promote the ads on Facebook and then you put us on that list on Google as far as like search engine up higher on that search engine list, correct?
Right. It's search engine optimization, right? So basically that's the core of our business. The search engine optimization is basically what we do for about 10,000 clients nationwide. We're rated by Google based on our success. So to be a premier channel partner, obviously Ismail has personal results that he can attest to, but we have to maintain a success rate, a bare minimum of 3 out of 4 clients nationwide have to be happy with our services or Google could kick us off the platform. So it is in our best interest. That's why I want to make sure you didn't overlap too much. It's in our best interest to not put you in a situation where we're not devoted 100% of our energy to you in your area, right? It would be really bad if we even had 2 customers in the same area as you, because as you can see, that might set us up to where one of you is happy and one of you isn't, and that ratio is not good enough for Google. They need us at least 3 out of 4 happy.
Yeah, I understand, but you can't mean to tell me that I'm going to be the only asbestos abatement contractor that you guys sign up in the Northern Virginia area, though. There's tons
100% I can say. That's the only reason why we can even move forward. Yeah, like,
oh, really?
I have to double check. When I do the setup, like, don't get me wrong, there's other SEO companies, but from us, specifically Local Splash, who Ismail referred you from, right? We do not, it's like a McDonald's is the best way I can do the analogy. You almost never see a McDonald's across the street from another unless it's in, like, Times Square, New York, because they have a certain market share that they have to allot to each franchise owner. Same thing with you.
So, okay. Yeah, I didn't know it was that specific. So I'm glad. That sounds good.
Yeah,
we
have to because if you think about it, like, imagine if I had 5 competitive companies all doing the same thing. There's no way we'll maintain our status with Google, and our channel partnership with Google is basically the only reason why we have the, don't get me wrong, you're a personal referral, that's a little different, but imagine me trying to sell a service to someone who doesn't know us from the next Google partner or Google company, right? And we have to make sure we show that certification, and the only way we can maintain that certification is by not...
You're not just signing up everybody like Angie's List and stuff like that. Like you're just
no. Angie's List is like the opposite model of ours. Angie's List,
yeah.
They want as many contractors as they can get to buy those leads from them. They don't, And they almost just let it be survival of the fittest. But Andy's List is a very, very interesting model where they require now, basically all they've done is put all of the leverage in your potential customer's like court, so to speak, because now that one potential customer going on Angie's, they have like 5 to 10 different contractors all lowballing each other, and now it's like it's probably good for a consumer, but not good for you as the client of Angie.
And then they charge you per lead, and then you don't even get it. It's a mess. Yeah, I know. Trust me.
And even if you get it's like a lowball type situation almost every time.
Yeah, absolutely. So with you guys, it's always $249 a month, regardless of the leads that I get or not, correct? You don't pay per lead. It's not about leads. It's about what you're promoting as the optimization.
Yeah, we're right. The way to look at it, we're basically, instead of you having in-house marketing, this is like outsourced marketing, if you will, right? You source it to us. We're doing all the things just to promote your company.
Yeah,
directly.
Let me ask you a question. What do I need to do to sign up? Is it a quick thing or because I'm about to step in somewhere right now. Can I call you back? I am going to sign up and give it a try It's no contract, correct? It's on a month-to-month basis?
Month-to-month, correct,
Okay, so it doesn't hurt to try for a while, to see what I get out of it. It doesn't hurt, so I definitely want to enroll. So how would I go?
Just let me know what, it takes me about 10 minutes to do the setup. I wanted to give you full disclosure of costs. So there is a one-time setup fee of $99. That just covers all the initial programming for onboarding. So the very first payment is $348, and then every month thereafter is $249.
Okay.
But I can schedule a call back, whenever you're available today. It's not a problem. Since your referral, we weren't even actively pursuing this area for asbestos abatement. As you know, your focus is so niche. Don't get me wrong. It's growing and growing and growing, but you have such a tight focus that, it's not like there's a nationwide desire for what you do, right? Like if I'm in the middle of give you an example, Nebraska or something like that, they're not necessarily looking for mold remediation as much, maybe.
Exactly. Because, it depends the area. It's more through the cities, like DC. It's more those areas like that.
Right. Because I'm working with another one in like northwest, like a United States, like I think is in Seattle, I saw one in Oregon. I think I have another client, but yeah. So I'm familiar with the what you're doing. It's just it's one of those things where it's not necessarily most of our contractors are like builders or like roofers or like electricians,
right.
Like those type of jobs. But your job is definitely a growing field, so it definitely helps for you guys as you get reputation earlier on because. There's not many of you out there.
That's why I want to get on that area that I told you because I've been getting calls through other colleagues that they're telling me that they need abatement contractors out more Southern Virginia, like Fredericksburg, even Manassas area, and I know there's a lot of companies out here. We have a lot of competition in Southern Virginia. There's tons of abatement companies out here. And when you Google them, they pop up first.
In northern, you mean, right? Because you said in southern. In southern is where you said it's not as much, right?
Right, in northern. Yeah, in northern Virginia.
Yeah.
Of these other companies. But they come from Southern Virginia. They're based out of Southern Virginia. But they cater to Northern Virginia, like us.
Oh,
but
that's interesting.
That's what it is, because that's where more of the growth is, because you're closer to Alexandria. Springfield area has a lot of asbestos everywhere. Everybody in Springfield has asbestos. So those are the areas we want to target as well. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's going to be helpful. So when we touch base, if you want to touch base later on today, we'll get everything set up.
I do.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Let's do 2:00 today, if that's okay.
Okay. About an hour and a half. No problem. I'll reach out then.
Yeah, in an hour and a half. It gives me enough time to do what I'm doing and settle in, and that way we can set it up and go from there.
Okay. Sounds good. I really appreciate you taking the call again, Maria, and we'll touch base in about an hour and a half.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye now.